About the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, "Honor widows that are widows indeed," coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that everybody is doing okay tonight, and I hope that you had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Mine was pretty busy, but I was very blessed with Ron, my family. And we shared and spent some time with another widow who just lost her husband this past week. And the wake was on Sunday evening, and the funeral was on Monday. I hope that she will become to be a part of this ministry. I've extended my love and to her, and also letting her know that what our ministry are involved in, and we will be reaching out to her in the near future, and we will do whatever we can to help her get through her loss. But tonight we're going to talk about Rejuvenated by the Spirit of God. And the scripture is coming from Romans 8:11, and it says, "But if the Spirit of Him that rise up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you." Well, let me tell some stories about some situation about myself, and also I'm sure I'm going to be talking about things that you have gone through and what you go through on a daily basis. Well, recently I was thinking of the pressure and stresses that affect so many people's lives. People live their lives in their cars as they spend endless hours on the expressway every day. And you know what I did? I add up my time. Most of my time is spent on the expressway in the morning. The morning rush hour is terrible every morning. I really hate getting on the expressway. I wish there was a way that I could get to work without getting there. But most of my morning, I know it takes some people hours sometimes, but it takes about 40 minutes. But if it wasn't a rush hour time, it would take me no more than 20 minutes. So it doubles the time that I have to spend on the expressway because the way people drive, and there's so many different things, and lots of accidents. But I don't spend a lot of time in my car like most people do. But I was adding this up before the show came on, and I wanted to see. I spend no more than about an hour and 45 minutes a day. That's going and coming, maybe going to lunch, or stopping by the church. What is convenient for me, the church is on the way to home. And also, when I go to the gym is on the way home as well. So my time is not spent too many hours of the day in the car. But on a weekend, I must say, I spend more time in the car because there are different places that I'm going. But when my kids were young, boy, did I spend a lot of time in my car. I think I slept in my car the way I feel because both my kids played baseball, and then later my daughter went from baseball to dancing, and my son continued to play baseball up until college. And whenever we went to games, most of the time it was at night. 10 o'clock at night, I am in the baseball, the park, yelling and screaming, "Go, go, Alan," or whatever. I called him or so forth. But I would be yelling and screaming at 10 o'clock at night. It went on until much later. But I spent most of my time in the car or in the baseball field. Well, many of you have to take your kids. Some of us are of age now where we don't have to take our kids anymore. They drive themselves. But just think that back then that you used to go back and forth taking your children to school, to sports. And then you go to church function, you go to the grocery store, and you go back and forth to work. Boy, this constantly movement pulls a lot of stress on your mind and body. Sometimes it's more the body than the mind. Then when you finish, you get to go home in the evening, you can't really rest. The bills must be paid, the house must be maintained, the yard needs mowing, dishes need washing, dinner needs to be cooked, grocery need to be put away, the children needs attention and also need discipline. Well, walking through the doors of the house at the end of the workday does not mean that the day is finished. It just begins again, all over again. You went to work, and you got to come home and start all over again doing some more work. You just sort of switch gears, but it's a new job coming home because it's just as hard as you work all day. You got to work sometime even harder in the evening. Then there's still responsibility that you have to spend at church. You want to be faithful to go to church and serve as in many areas as possible. Church is important, and you should be treated as much. It's important to be a part of the church. But often you have extended so much energy on all the other important matters of life. When you finally get around to church, you feel exhausted and unmotivated sometimes. This makes you feel guilty and even condemn you for not being more excited about serving the Lord in a practical way at church. But it isn't really a question of desire. It is a question of energy. Already your body and mind have almost been pushed to the brinks. Yes, you have spread yourself very thin. Then there are finally family responsibilities. If you have an elderly person, a mother, a father, a sister, a brother that you have to take care of, then you got to put your energy there as well. So our work is never done. Nevertheless, it still takes time and energy to do that when you have to deal with someone who is older and you're having to take care of them. Or if you don't have to take care of them in the house, you have to go and visit them at the hospital, the nursing home, or wherever. So you're constantly having responsibility. And there's birthday, anniversary, funerals, weddings, all of those things you got to continue to do. You have to pay respect to some of those different events. And sometimes you feel guilty when you don't really feel like going, and you just want to stay home and rest. But you still have to persevere and go and be in attendance because these are people that are special to you. But how about the friendship responsibility? Yes, when you have friends, those friends expect you to call them sometime during the day, talk to them, also go to the mall, just spend time, good and bad times, and talking with them. Whatever they be going through, you have to have that energy to be able to be a friend to a friend. And don't forget your financial challenges and pressure. Life is expensive. Car insurance, life insurance, house payment, credit card, grocery, electric and air condition bills, expenses for the kids, on sports, summer trips, clothes for children, repair on your car. Oh, boy. For the last 6 months, that has been my number one problem here, repair on the car. And on and on and on. It continues to go on and on and on. But you must have faith in paying your tithe to your church, and you want to give special offering to other ministry as well. But one of Satan's greatest weapons is discouragement. He knows exactly when to use it. He waits until you are tired, weak. Yes, he knows how to slip up on you. Then he hits you hard in your emotion, trying to tell you that you are accomplishing nothing value in your life. He puts all kinds of doubts in your mind and saying that I'm tired, I don't feel like going to church, I don't feel like doing this, I don't feel like doing that. Yes, he puts those thoughts in your mind so you don't feel like doing anything to help others, to help your family or your church. And those moments when you feel physically exhausted and yet see that there is no, you don't have much strength to put anything else on your schedule. Well, I ask you to turn to Romans 8:11, the scripture I just read, for encouragement. It says, "But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead also shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you." That the Holy Spirit will lift your spirit, will get that body going again. Well, I want to tell a story, and my sister knows this story well. When I do a lot, and y'all know I do a whole lot of different things and involve a lot of different things, but when my body shuts down, when I get very, very tired, I know when to stop. I might run, but I know when this body said stop and get some rest. I know how to be obedient. What I normally do, day or night, I will stop and take me a nap. Sometimes I take a nap in the evening or last night. Let me tell you what I did. I knew I needed to take care of some things, but after I came from the gym, got something to eat, and I stopped. Well, I stopped and visited someone on the way, from the gym. Then I came home and ate something and looked at a little bit of one of my favorite show on TV just for a little while. And all of a sudden, I got so sleepy and tired. Well, at 10 o'clock at night, I was taking a nap. I know you guys would say, she should be going to bed. No, I knew I needed to get some things done. I needed to get some paperwork done. So I needed to make sure I accomplished that goal. So what I normally do, this is normally a regular thing that I normally do, I go and take a nap at 10 o'clock at night, p.m. And when I wake up, I'll get up and do what I need to do and then go back to sleep. Well, most people can't do that, can't just go back to sleep. My body is conditioned now. So last night what I did, I went to sleep at 10 o'clock. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Normal thing with me. And what I did, I laid there for a while, and I just thought about life, just pretty much thinking about some things that been happening with me, and just sort of laying there and just thinking about it, not getting upset or nothing, just laying there for a moment. So I said, let me get up so I can do what I needed to do. I got up, and I think I was up for almost 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours. And what I did was, after I finished, I set the clock for a different time because I knew I needed a little bit more sleep than normal. And I had enough time to get some sleep to go. So when I finished doing what I was doing, I went back to sleep. I went back to sleep about 5 o'clock. From 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, so I think I stayed up. Yeah, I stayed up for 2 hours. And I just laid down. And by that time, my body was saying, go back to sleep. But normally, just like this title of this message is Rejuvenated by the Spirit of God, yes, I get rejuvenated. Sometimes I go to sleep for only 1 hour and get rejuvenated and get back up. But I went ahead and slept longer. So my body just automatically got up at 3. Did what I needed to do. At 5 o'clock, I went back to sleep, and I slept until 7 o'clock. I only need 1 hour to get ready for work. So from 7 to 8, I got ready and got out of the house. But I do this all the time. Whenever I feel this body's getting ready to shut down, I go to sleep. I just need, I'm just like an energized bunny. Just need to be just energized. And I bounce right back up and do whatever I need to do. And this is something I do on a regular basis. But I must lay down once this body said gets tired and weary. So getting back to the message, we were talking about Satan, how Satan discourages you and how he makes you weak and everything. Well, when I go to sleep, he doesn't make me weak, because when I wake up, I feel like an energized bunny. I bounce right back up. But in these moments when you feel physically exhausted and yet see no pause and pause in the schedule, you must turn to Romans 8:11 or any other verse that can encourage you and lift you up. When in this particular scripture, he that rise up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal body. Our mortal body simply have a limitation, and there is nothing that we can do about it. These limitations are one of the reasons we become physically tired. But in those moments when we need extra strength to keep going, this verse promises that the Holy Spirit will quicken your body. So whenever you get tired, do get some rest. And I'm sure you get energized once you wake back up. Now, in this, the word quicken, it is the word V-O-E, is the Greek word for quicken. And the word, this word describes the life of God. This word also means make alive with life. It carries the idea to vitalize and rejuvenate or refresh with new life. This means that if you will yield to the Holy Spirit that dwells in you, He will supernaturally revitalize you. He will rejuvenate you. He will refresh you with a brand new urge of supernatural life. He will fill you with so much resurrection power that you will be ready to get up and go again. And that's what I did last night and this morning. I needed rest, and when I got up, I felt I was rejuvenated because I was able to get up and accomplish the goal that I wanted to do this morning. And went back to sleep a little while and got up again, and I was ready to go to deal with the world, deal with that traffic that I had to get into and the time that I had to spend in my car. But I am blessed that some people spend more time during the day in their cars. But most of the time we chose to do that. We chose to go from one place to the other. And I'm sure many of you that is on the line, if you add up your time on the expressway or in your car, it'll add up to more than an hour and 45 minutes that I stay most of the time during the week. But we must remember to always get enough rest. Now, one thing I do, if I don't get enough rest during the week, I make up on the weekend. I find ways on Friday night, if I don't do anything Friday night, I'll sleep the whole evening. Just rest, look at TV and eat my favorite food, and I rest. I run most of the week, and sometimes on the weekend. But I know when my body needs to be rejuvenated, and also rejuvenated with the Holy Spirit in our minds also. So it is also important that we allow the Holy Spirit to energize our body. Energize our body not just with rest, but His Word, His encouragement when the Satan wants to come and steal it. So just knowing that the Lord is always there with us when Satan is trying to steal that, when he wants us to flip and be weak and weary. We have to be energized, asking the Holy Spirit to come in and energize our bodies so we can go and do God's will, to do the things that we need to do at home, the responsibilities we have at church, at work, our finances, our friendship. We need to be rejuvenate to do all those responsible, those things that we are responsible to do. So refer back to Romans 8:11. And I would like to also say this. We have about 6 minutes left. I'd like to pray this prayer. Lord, I admit that I need a fresh urge of supernatural power in my life right now. I ask you to release the resurrection power of Jesus Christ that reside in my spirit. Let it flow up into, I'll not say my body, but our body and mind, so that we can rejuvenate and recharge with enough power to fulfill all responsibility, all those responsibilities that I mentioned, and duties that we have each and every day before us. We know that you are our strength. And we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And this will help us to get through each day. We know that you can give us the supernatural power to work in us and be able to do and accomplish all the things that you want us to do. We just ask you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. So, any task that you have to accomplish, just knowing that the Holy Spirit can help rejuvenate your body, your mind, and your soul. Sometimes Satan is just waiting just to jump in there some kind of way to get us to be to discourage us, to make us weak and weary, and get our emotions all up, because sometimes we have so much stuff going on, we get tired of doing it. And because we are widows, we don't have our male partners to do it for us anymore. So I know we get frustrated, get tired of having to cut the grass, having get someone to cut the grass, or having to fix things when things go bad. When my light bulb goes out, I get mad because I don't feel like getting up on the chair to change the light bulb. You know, I don't cry anymore. I used to cry every time I would get up there. I would be crying, the tears rolling down, and I'm trying to change the bulb. But I don't cry anymore, but I still don't like getting up there doing it. I know we all get discouraged. But all I can say to you, keep on getting up on that ladder or reaching up or whatever you have to do to put that light bulb up. God will help you. Just say, God, I need your help. He'll make you feel like that he's up there with you. And I know there's several things that you do during on a daily basis that you get tired of, but sometimes I get tired of it all too. But I try to set my mind asking the Holy Spirit to rejuvenate me, to get this thought from my mind so I can accomplish those goals that I need to accomplish as well as I need to accomplish for him. Sometimes I don't feel like getting on the air at night, but I know I need to be energized. Sometimes I get a little nap before I get on this air, and sometimes I fall asleep. And Miss Mandy called me and said, you need to wake up. My sister's called also. So those times, yeah, I don't feel like it, but I know that I need to do God's will. That energized me too, the thought knowing that I am doing something for God because he's constantly doing something for me. Just knowing that he gave his only begotten son and that the holiday would just left us, to knowing that what he went through, all of what he went through just for us. So if he loves me, I can get enough energy to get up and go. But just knowing that he is walking with you every step of the way to get you where you need to get, to work, to the church, to whatever you need to do, to help a friend, to do something for a family member, an elderly person or whatever. He will give you the strength to get through it. You got to depend on him and trust him and believe in him, and he will. And I would like this, we have one more minute. I would like to play this song. I can listen to the song all day long. It's called "And God." And I hope that you will have a great week, that everything will be in divine order for you, that you will be safe. God will energize you with his Holy Spirit. And be blessed and enjoy this awesome song. Have a great night, and we'll talk to you again next week, same time, and good night.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great. great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome.